I know that you have support from family, from friends and things like that, but the support of the staff at the facilities, at your dialysis facilities, how did that help you guys with navigating through working in dialysis? Because I'm sure the staff were integral in making sure that you were able to do both. So if you guys can kind of talk about how the staff assisted you.
For me, like I said, I was in center. They were very accommodating, especially when at one point, they had switched my work hours, and I was having a few appointments, and I ended up having to switch my, treatment time to the evening, for about a month. And they were very accommodating for, in allowing me to just get a change in the treatment time. But not only that, they were always very accommodating in not only the treatment itself, treatment time, but also in encouraging me and, my success at school the day I graduated it from the university. They all were so happy for me. I had balloons and everything. It was a milestone, achievement for them as well. And they sure made me feel like, they were part of it. And so the encouragement was definitely made a big impact on my success. And for me, like I said, I was in my early 20s, most of the unit. This was back in 2001, between 2001, 2004. I was the youngest patient there. And even the other patients, was going to school. And one of them was a librarian. He was a retired librarian. And he would always spark conversation about what I was doing in school. And it was just the words of encouragement, not only from the staff, but also the patients who were there for me.
Mr. Hayes, for you, were there staff members there, or are there staff members at your facility that kind of keep you encouraged and help you out in maintaining? Because you're a home dialysis patient doing PD, but are they like effective and impactful in making sure that you're able to work and do dialysis?
Yes, they. Adventist Home Therapy, is the place where I go to get my nurse visits and my doctor visits. And when I first started, I had to go to them every day for 6 hours a day for the first week to learn how to do the PD. They would not let me go home. I'm sorry. They would not let me do the home dialysis if I did not know and could not show them that I was able to do the exchanges by myself. And it was very, very supportive. I kept asking questions, and they kept saying, I hope I'm not bothering you by asking all these questions. And she said that if you ask the questions, that's meaning you're concerned, and that's our job, is to answer all the questions to make sure you're comfortable in doing what it is that you need to do to keep yourself healthy. So I was very, very, they've been very, very supportive. And it got so bad, so good, that a social worker nominated me to be the Q Shorts kidney patient of the year, because I've done so well and I do so well, and I'm grateful for them and the help that they give me. They make sure they've come to my home to make sure I had adequate storage. If I don't order something, they'll keep saying, "Mr. Hayes, you got 2 days to get that stuff ordered. You need to get it ordered," they see all the stuff that I do online and so forth. They see all that, and that they don't see that I'm ordering the supplies, the right amount of supplies. They'll call me in a minute. "Mr. Hayes, you got to get the right thing. Come on, Sam." They're saying it in a way that they want to make sure that I stay healthy. And along with everybody else, I'm just, they've been wonderful. Adventist Home Therapy.